Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, August 8th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.4%. This follows Asian markets trading mixed, and European markets lower in early trading. The 10-year is down 4 basis points, yielding 4.02%. The dollar is higher against the euro, pound, and yen. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are down, and cryptocurrencies mostly down. There is nothing in the way of big directional drivers in play, and still a lot of push and pull surrounding the big themes, a major one being the US CPI print due later this week. Earnings takeaways over the last several weeks seem to fit with the soft landing narrative, though some scrutiny surrounding underwhelming reaction to beats, and strategists have flagged the negative operating leverage dynamics surrounding disinflation, which could be exacerbated if the fiscal tailwind fades. On the data front, we had Netherlands July CPI coming in line with expectations, Australian NAB business confidence above the prior month, France June trade balance negative but above expectations, German July CPI in line with expectations and below prior read, and China July trade balance above expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have July NFIB Small Business Index, June trade balance, weekly Redbook chain stores, and weekly API crude inventories. In corporate news, the New York Times reports that Amazon is due to hold a last rights meeting with the FTC next week. A person with knowledge of the plans tells the Times that Amazon will discuss the FTC's potential antitrust suit against the company with the FTC chair and two commissioners. Reuters reports that the UK data regulator is investigating Snap to investigate whether it is doing enough to remove underage users from the platform. Bloomberg reports that Ant Group investors, including Carlyle, are bulking at participating in Ant Group's buyback, given the sharply lower valuation that the group is now carrying. And the FT reports that Disney is examining options for its Indian TV business as it looks to cut costs amid disruption of traditional TV businesses. Due up on today's earning calendar, we have UPS, C, Eli Lilly, Jacobs Solutions, and Expedios International due to post the results before market open. We also have Take-Two Interactive, Insulet, and Fleet Core Technologies due to report after close. Asian equities traded mixed during the Tuesday session, with more underperformance notable in Hong Kong. The Hang Seng was dragged lower by its property stocks, with mainland real estate names also underperforming. On that note, China-based property developer Country Garden said on Tuesday it had missed payments on two dollar-denominated bond coupons due Tuesday. Both bonds carry a 30-day grace period. The company admitted usable cash has continuously decreased and showed periodic liquidity stress due to a deterioration in sales and refinancing, as well as the impact from changes to funding regulations. European markets have opened largely lower this morning. Banks are the worst performer in European trade. Italian banks such as UniCredit are down over 5% after Italy agreed to a 40% withdrawal from banks' multi-billion euro extra profits for 2023. The deputy PM said the 40% levy on banks' extra profits will feed items such as reduction in tax wedge, tax cuts, and financial support to holders of mortgages on first homes. And the Bank of England chief economist Pill said that UK inflation remains too high and too persistent, and especially food prices may not decline for some time yet. Pill said food price inflation may slow to 10% this year, but actual disinflation in food may not occur for some time. The Bank of England now sees inflation returning to 5% this year and to 2% target by Q2 2025. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.